Good morning, everyone. Welcome to your day. I have a beautiful music playing in the background. Stay with me as I try to work with this because I'm on Facebook, where I posted this video yesterday, and I want to use it in our post today. So I'm going to be a little bit clumsy here. It's perfect for what we have today. Welcome to the Holy Land. I'm beginning this prayer by Anne Harris. Let my lower self give way graciously, respectfully, reverently to the highest and best within me. Let me be my highest self, which vibrates and resonates with the unconditional love for all that resides deep within me as the truth of my being. Let me find the courage to live that which makes my heart sing with joy and love, that which evokes the highest frequency, resonant perceptions, thoughts, beliefs, words, and actions that I'm capable of in any given moment. Let me remember to take pause, to still myself, and stand in my full divine presence before I speak or take action. In doing so, I invoke my heart to show itself through my thoughts, words, and deeds, so that I may see the truth of myself revealed. Anne Harris, so be it. She said it best. It's perfect. Use this prayer. Use this beautiful expression of love that she so eloquently put together for us on this beautiful new moon day today. I'm going to go back to Facebook now and play this song again. It's a chant. It's these Buddhist monks. French monks. It's on my Facebook page. The melodies are peaceful and full of hope. I just love it so much. Benedict monks in France who pray for the world, for the whole world. And I wonder, Susie, if you know where this is. Go to my Facebook page and take a look at the monastery. It's gorgeous. So back to the post. We have a powerful new moon in Gemini today. We're seeding this new moon, the ninth wave, the new earth, with our highest love, our highest potential, and our sincere dedication to making the land holy again. We're seeding this new moon, receiving the ninth wave, the new earth, with our highest love, our highest potential, and our sincere desire to make the land holy again. That definitely deserves saying again and again and again, because we are the keepers of the garden. We are the keepers of the garden. Leaving the past behind, there is no looking back. And now we are ever more dedicated to consciously choosing love over fear, any day, any moment. Our hearts are empowered to choose the higher love. We are multidimensional beings, and we are in allowance to fully resurrect the gifts of our divinity. We know that fear is not real. We know how to transcend that fear. Fear doesn't live here anymore. Love is the action. Peace is the action. You are the love in action. You, the human, the creator, God, source in you, is allowing the receiving of more love, more light, more awakenings, more empowerment on a cellular level. Allow, receive, open, there's so much happening with the new masculine archetype showing up in full support of the feminine in balance, receiving each other in divine communication with joy and awe and wonder of the new relationship, the inner relationship, taking right action and love being the first step. Placing the conscious intention to offer up unconditional love is the seeding of this new paradigm. Our bodies are being upgraded with this powerful, glorious energy. Rise up, step up, receive yourself, the abundant, prosperous, loving light that you are, and shine on.